Blue Sky Radio community call out. We've come to Bradwell. We're here at the home of Sandra Hambleton. She is the president of Newcastle Lions Club. Firstly, Sandra, thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
The Lions, many listeners to Blue Sky Radio will know, as a charity, as an organisation, we're talking an international group here, but locally in the Newcastle area. What are you and the Lions getting up to on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis?
Well, we meet twice a month and we try and organise events that help to raise funds for local people who need the funds for something special like a hoist, a wheelchair. We've helped to fund people going to the Scouts Jamboree in South Korea. We've helped them, and we've also did an event that helped the Tri Vets so that they could get some funds. We're quite varied in what we do, and we will take on anything if it's for Newcastle people. There aren't many people we turn down. All they have to do is to go online, fill the form in, and we'll be there.
I love the idea that you're always up for a challenge. You yourself are a former mayor of Newcastle,
yes,
and now you're giving your time to the Lions. Was there a natural succession from one official role to another?
Well, I was still a councillor when I first became a Lion, and then my husband was taken ill, but we stayed on. Yes, I think it was a natural progression because we liked the Lions. We liked the way they did business. It was informal. Nobody is precious about their job. They just get on with it. If you give somebody a job to do, it's just done.
There are so many worthy charities, organisations across the Stoke-on-Trent area. I can see from what you're telling me why it is you chose the Lions. Something I want to quickly pick up on, the money that you raise, money raised locally, is spent locally across the Newcastle area. Not the best of times financially for anyone. So any organisation, any charity, the likes of the Lions, just how tough is your job right now?
It's quite hard. People are struggling, but I find as a Lion, because people know us and trust us, they do actually give quite a lot, but it is hard work. It's fun as well. We have lots and lots of laughs, and you do see life when you're collecting money in supermarkets. It's good fun.
So how big a team are you, the Lions, in the Newcastle area? Can you put a figure to it?
I can. There's only 15 of us at the moment.
Really?
Yes.
So you're keen to recruit more?
We would love to recruit more. It doesn't take up an awful lot of your time. We meet, as I said, twice a month on the first Wednesday and the third Wednesday at the Catholic Club in Newcastle. They let us have a room and we just meet to talk about what we're going to do, and then we just go out and do what we're going to do. Like two colleagues on Sunday are going with a stall to an event, and they will be there to raise funds if they can, but to try and recruit people. It's people we need, young people.
It's interesting, you've gone some way in putting some meat on to the bone as to a question I was going to ask. Who is an ideal candidate to be a Lion?
Somebody with a sense of humour. You've got to have a sense of humour. Somebody who is willing to get the hands dirty a little bit, because we do strange things as well. Just somebody with enthusiasm to help other people, because there are lots and lots of other people out there that need our help.
You've spoken to me before we started our conversation here on Blue Sky Radio about different events, different projects that you've been involved with over the 7 years that you've been a Lion. I know uppermost towards the top of that list that you're most proud of. Tell us a little bit about the prostate cancer screening tests.
Yes, we teamed with Stoke last year. They organised a prostate screening event at Port Vale. We are going to do one this year on the 26th of September at Bradwell Lodge. It costs £25. You will get a screen there and then. Within 2 days, receive the results of that screen. Last year, we had 17 referrals. 17 out of 500 is quite a lot of people, really.
That's 17 lives, potentially, the Lions have saved.
Yes, yes it is, and I'm quite proud of that.
Just in closing, going forward with the Lions, where do you see this charitable organisation in another 5-10 years' time?
I think one or two of us will have to merge, because obviously we're losing people. People are getting older, and unless we can get the young people on board, it's not hard work, it's very, very rewarding work, and you meet amazing people. And it's good fun.
Just in closing, if anybody would like to find out more regarding the Lions, as I say, it is a national, it's an international charity organisation. But there is a website address if listeners to Blue Sky Radio would like to find out more locally in their area, yes?
Yes, yes there is. We've got our own website, it's newcastlelions.co.uk.
Sandra, thank you so much for your time. Continued success with the Lions.
Thank you. You're more than very welcome.